I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, and today on Design for the Real World, writer and designer Veronique Vienne explains how a tiny tube of wax, emollients, and vivid color can make a major statement. She's talking about lipstick.
I didn't wear lipstick for many, many years. And then in 1972, I left my husband. That was the beginning of the women's lib. And I walked straight into a department store and bought myself a lipstick, a red lipstick, which was called, I remember, it was a Dior lipstick called Precisely Red. And from that day on, instantly, I started to wear lipstick. Well, I think that the lipstick is actually a tongue. And it, like a tongue, it's retractable. Like a tongue, it's kind of wet and it's kind of sticky. And it has to do with, of course, the sensuality of language, of the tongue, and also the power of the word.
This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me.
I think companies really work on the sound, the whoosh, the click. And I think one of the lipstick, I forgot which one, had supposed to have the sound of a Cadillac door closing. It has the same sort of click. Here, listen. For me, the day the lipstick was truly invented, I mean, the stick itself was invented at the beginning of the 20th century. But there is a date in 1952, Charles Revson had the idea to call one of his lipstick Cherry in the Snow. And that was a huge success because it became more than just a stick with color on it. It became, you know, a whole gestalt of beauty and power and romance and so on. I carry in my pocketbook, I carry a Swiss Army knife and a lipstick. I feel that with that, I'll be ready for anything.
Veronique Vienne's new book of essays called Something to Be Desired will be published this summer. If you have something you'd like us to investigate on Design for the Real World, let us know about it. Email us through our website at studio360.org.